James McGinley, defeat for Milford. You still, though, have another chance to preserve your top flight status.
Yeah, we do. Look, it's one of those days. Just the weather nearly sums up the mood, you know. It's just well, it's not that it didn't fall for us. We had the chances, we didn't take them, you know. St. Michael's took their chances, we didn't, and that was the long and the short of it. So we'll just have to regroup and get ready for St. Noel's, you know. So
you were a point down at half time. Great start to the second half with the goal, put you really into the match. But then I suppose Michael Langdon was a key difference between the sides.
He was. Look, Michael's a fabulous player. Look, and we knew he was going to play, so I marked our part on it, and we had to try and plan for it. That 10 minutes after the goals, actually, where I feel we lost the game, because for some reason or another, we abandoned what we were trying to do, and we recoiled and we dropped off too much. We gave them the ball too much around the middle. You know, we were trying to engage them out further out the pitch, and we weren't. And look, some of the frees, different day, they don't get them. Different day, you get the ball, you're in a turnover going up the pitch. Just ref blew the whistle, and Michael stuck them over the bar, and that was the long and the short of it.
Not over yet, but St. Noel's will be a tough task.
They are. Stephen's done a great job with St. Noel's, you know, and like, they were unlucky not to get over the line against Kelly Beggs, but they'll have Stuart Johnson and Barry Griffin and Young Rose and Oshie Mogan all to come back in, so there'll be no pushovers. They're a good side. We know enough about St. Noel's this past 5, 6, 7 years. They're like ourselves. They're there and they're staying there, and we're fighting. Hopefully it's ourselves, but the trap door's going to open for somebody.